T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Maddie and Nick, weekday afternoons 3 to 7 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Now, is it too early in the show to already have a favorite moment in the show? And it doesn't matter what happens the next 2 hours, because I know nothing's going to top it.
No.
Okay, because it actually happened off the air when our boss just walked back in here to say he was doing all of that not for theater of the mind or for radio. And he told me and Stiz that our expense reports were just approved and Maddie's is effed and he has to do the whole thing. And Maddie couldn't even do it himself, which means he's now going to have to bribe Stiz, yeah. Which means he's going to have to like get him a coffee or buy him a dinner to make him do it. And there's still no guarantee he's going to do it. And oh, by the way, Maddie paid for Stiz's Uber to go take a picture on Freddie's lawn.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Bet you wish you just stayed home in the camo snuggie, tweeting at the Shatner.
No, I can't even do that because I'm getting attacked by celebrities.
No, you got people creeping in your timeline. Usually, they're not even DM sliding. Stiz is a timeline creeper.
Yeah, Stiz ruined. If you're just joining us, I had a... started awkwardly, but a friendly little exchange with Captain James T. Kirk on Twitter, and then Stiz chimed in, tried to book him on the show, and he got mad then and accused me of stealing his words by retweeting his tweet because he didn't understand what a retweet is. It got all ugly.
He's super mad. He already blocked Maddie.
Yeah. No, he didn't block me. I blocked him.
He's a little.
Block me, block you.
Now I've got two celebrity feuds, Mr. Jim Gray and James Tiberius Kirk.
You can't get along with celebrities named Jim.
Let's see if we can get three. Jim Rockford, he died. Jim Carrey, I could go at it with. All I have to say is like MAGA, and they freak out.
Have you heard this new Shatner Jingle Bells?
It's actually really funny.
It is kind of funny.
This is Henry Rollins and William Shatner.
Dashing through the snow on the one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride the one-horse on the sleigh.
How about a little That's News to Us, Stanley?
Tired of the same old radio news?
Look what has happened to us.
We can't even do it.
All we have to do is read a tweet. Everyone's read it by now.
Well, let's do news our way.
Do the story!
All right.
Stiz supplies the sound. Maddie and Nick come up with the story.
Hey, in a related story, I manscaped today and I clipped my scrote.
It's time for That's News to Us.
Brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Now you can order online from the 99 Restaurants, a convenient new way to make life a little bit easier. Visit 99restaurants.com and with a couple clicks, your favorite meals are ready for pickup. Order online from the nines today. The 99, always the real deal. All right, Stanley, what do you got?
Okay, guys ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Gee, we ought to do something, Fred. Okay, how's about taking a nap? Hey, I got a better idea. Let's take a break. That's it. And it's the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack. It's got that filter blend. Yeah, Fred, filter blend makes the big taste difference, and only has it.
All right.
Okay, that's amazing. That is audio gold.
Isn't that crazy?
I couldn't believe it. The Flintstones did a cigarette ad.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Can I take a semi-educated guess?
Of course.
If you have a good one, I know we usually go to Maddie, Nick, Maddie, but do you mind?
No.
All right. Wow. Yeah. I'm thinking that a law was just passed banning animated figures or cartoons from endorsing actual living person products.
Great guess.
Ah, damn it. Can
I guess
this game.
What the cigarette was that was beeped out? I'm going to guess it was Lucky Strikes. You don't know.
Chesterfields.
Chesterfields?
Oh. Salem States.
All right, so what's the best story? All right. So the Flintstones in a cigarette ad.
Oh. I'm going to just hear that again because that is just...
Gee, we ought to do something, Fred. Okay? How's about taking a nap? Hey, I got a better idea. Let's take a break. That's it! Winston is the one filter cigarette
Winston.
That delivers flavor 20 times a pack.
I think it's Winston.
It's got that filter blend. Yeah, Fred. Filter blend makes the big taste difference and only Winston has it.
All right, but why is that in the news? With it's already a law that you can't advertise cigarettes to kids, Nick, so it can't be that.
Well, I mean, kids that aren't pussies.
Kids that don't want to.
Kids that are afraid of a little rock and roll.
Look like badasses. That's an old joke. I think that was,
we're not actually telling your kids
no,
to smoke.
No. That was a, what's his
name? We would only suggest it.
Bill Hicks. Never, that was a Bill Hicks joke. Don't okay. smoke.
Why? Did Winston Cigarettes finally go out of business?
Oh, no. Good one.
Winston Cigarettes are coming back.
No, they never went anywhere.
You just found out your dad's real name was Winston Cigarettes.
I don't know my dad's name.
They're
so
doing
I,
a
that Flint, could be right.
They're doing a Flintstones
know.
Reboot?
No. You guys ready? This one's kind of a stretch. But I grabbed that audio
really?
Because I just was floored by it. But the biggest cigarette maker in the country, which I believe is Philip Morris, they mm-hmm. own Marlboro. So a big cigarette company has bought a humongous stake in a Canadian marijuana company. And they are going to be, they're getting in on the weed business, basically.
Smart.
Yeah, you think?
Smart. Are you kidding? If people are going to, if it's going to be recreational in every state and people are going to be carrying around those little, the little medical vape pens, which is kind of what every pro smoker does now, then why wouldn't, if e-cigarettes, if they came out with the blues and all that stuff like 10, 12 years ago, why wouldn't they want to at approved dispensaries and recreational shops have RJ Reynolds or Philip Morris made weed pens?
These companies make little tubes of leaves that you smoke. Why wouldn't they buy up every single weed possibility
you know
that there
where,
exists?
You know where Philip Morris makes a lot of their money?
Their business, in a way.
I think they make as much, maybe if not more, than they did on do on cigarettes. They own Nabisco.
Patriots videos?
Get out of here.
Close. Yep. The Instagram Patriot videos, just like Fitzy. They own Nabisco, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a weird.
Wheat Thins, Goat Cracker. Well, I should walk that one back.
So this makes sense. I mean, why wouldn't, cigarette companies, they're in the business almost as, mm-hmm. you know, they're one degree away. So why not just do that? Right,
yeah,
they'll end up. As a matter of fact, I would imagine it's going to be hard, like like cable companies or radio companies like this one buying up a little stations. I imagine it's going to be hard to be kind of an indie weed person because this is the model. I bet they're going to start buying these companies up.
Monopoly, Mr.
Yes.
Blake. Monopoly.
Think about it. Your business is putting these things out. You've already got the packaging, the distributing. You just got to throw weed in there instead of tobacco leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
and it's just going to be a liquid. It's not even going to be.
Right, because now they have all the vape stuff.
$1.4 billion they just paid to get a 45% stake in the marijuana company.
By the by, remember I went off my rant 2 days ago or yesterday, I forget, about
pot smoke being
smelled
everywhere.
I could smell pot mm-hmm. smoke everywhere since it's been legalized, and I smelled it on the highway. A texter texted in yesterday. I forgot to read it, or we ran out of time, and they said, I literally had the same experience on the highway, windows closed, car goes by me, and it smelled like someone was smoking pot in my car. The smell was so strong. I mean, that's bad. If your car, if people can smell the weed in your car from inside their closed car next to you on the highway, you might want to take it easy on the old
Mary Jane.
Might want to
walk back the old wacky tobacco.
Yeah, maybe just like 6 bong rips an hour, not 60.
I shared a little bit of the shower beer strain that our friend Bud made with us a little while ago with the neighbors over the weekend. It lost a little bit of its
punch.
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, I know. I kept it pretty airtight, but it kind of lost its potency a little bit.
Huh. I didn't participate in illicit drugs.
Well, it's
I saw Sicario 2. I know how it ends.
The movie? If you saw the movie, you know how it ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't touching that stuff.
Nobody cares, Matty.
Thank
you understand that?
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Oh,
Wow, we even have the boss telling him that now. Comedians have come in and told him that. The boss has told him that.
You got another one?
Come on, do it real quick.
All right, yeah, I do have one real quick.
Oh, see, a lot of people. 617, smell weed in my lunchtime run along the Charles every time.
Okay, guys, ready?
Smell the
management. This job. Walmart.
Oh, that's Joe Calgaro, our new PD, right after that break.
This is a pretty easy one. You guys should be able to get this.
Do it again.
I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory.
That was management. This job. Walmart.
But for the sake of time.
Oh, that was Maddie just a few moments ago on the company intercom here at Entercom after he found out his expense report was denied.
I think you were just being funny. I think you know.
I'm being glib. Yes, we know what it is.
Glib.
That's a person quitting, obviously.
Another. Once again,
wow.
Someone has.
I think it's carrying on.
Karen Sokolowski,
yes.
Is at it again.
Karen Sokolowski is at it again. I feel bad. We name check her all the time.
She probably sucks.
That's so funny. But yeah, do you think it's like a copycat thing? Like now that last kid went viral, now people are going to.
Yeah, it's a trend now, of course. People saw that video, and so they're going to go out with a bang. You know, but it goes back to. There's a long history of people walking off the job in dramatic fashion, both in pop culture and in real life. You know, there's, you know, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Like that ethos, that spirit has been with Americans for a long time to want to just mic drop off a job. So
I'll play this latest employee of Walmart.
Uh-oh. Attention all shoppers, associates, and management. I would like to say to all of you today that nobody should work here, ever. Our managers will make promises and never keep them. And not only that, they will preach to us about how they care about their employees. But about a month ago, my boss, assistant manager Cora, called me a waste of time and management did nothing to help. Management will also try and save money every step of the way, including cutting benefits of a full-time associate down to part-time, even though he worked 40-plus hours a week. I've been a loyal employee here for over a year and a half.
Finish
strong. And I'm sick of all the bullshit, bogus write-ups, and my job. Management, this job, Walmart.
Well, let's hope
he
didn't work in corporate communications because he's not terribly well-spoken.
No. You just see there's like some middle management guy's like 48. He's got three kids trying to put a kid through college. He's worked at Walmart. Life didn't exactly go the way he had hoped. And he's just sitting there listening to that going like, oh my God, I just want to go home. I just want to go home and watch Sicario 2.
Curse Vogue Island starts.
Yeah, man. I haven't watched Drilling Deeper yet.
This stupid kid does this.
Sifting for clues.
Does these pre-interviews. I just want to get to the main show.
I haven't watched Panning for Jesus tonight.
Oh,
I gotta.
And then I'm going to drive home and listen to this guy interview his boss about how he makes decisions. God. I quit. All right. WAF.com is where you go if you want to try to enter the Disturbing Holiday Stories Contest. Whatever happened to you during the holidays that's disturbing, if you win, you win tickets to go see the show, and you're entered for the grand prize to see Disturbed and then hang out with the band, play games with them, raid their merch booth, receive a signed set list. It's all courtesy of Q Prime Management. So Nick and I have taken all your stories. Evan from Promotions, Sir Prizes, gives us a pile of your stories that they print up from the website. We peruse them, and then we pick three each night, and we have our three. Nick, do you have yours? I've got three here or so. We'll just grab them randomly if you've got yours, and we'll start reading.
I've got mine, old friend.
Okay, old chump. Why don't I start? This one.
Isn't that weird that we call someone chum when chum is just like meat you throw in the water?
I know. It's not what you'd want your friend to call you.
What is the deal with airline peanuts?
With airline penis?
Peanuts.
Oh.
God.
He just said, what's the deal with the airline penis? All right. Story number one. This comes from Billy H. Billy Holtzberg. So one year I was over at my girlfriend's house. We were having fun.
Yeah.
family was there. We ate some food.
Mom and Dad.
Went to lay down in a room, baby.
Oh, pork roast.
Things got going, and we started to do the dance with no pants.
Deeper, sexier.
Of course, I wore my raincoat to not get any flash flood warnings.
Getting wet.
Knuck deep. These are his words, not mine, everybody. We finished early, baby, because we heard someone... I'm throwing in the babies and stuff. We finished early, baby, because we heard someone walking around upstairs. So I threw my pants on.
Premature celebration. Deep throat.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Still had my little Jimmy on. Next thing I know, I'm walking downstairs, Mama. Sit with the living room with all her family and her grandmother.
Family tidings.
All of a sudden, her mom from the stairs screams, "Oh, my God! Not on Christmas!"
Dumpster gravy.
We all turn the corner to see my used condom laying on the ground like a Christmas present.
Jimmy lost his hat. Pipe down!
Well, I was walking downstairs, didn't even realize it.
Stolen pepperoni.
Merry Christmas, everybody. There you go. That's Billy H. Oh,
here's right. Your bag of meat.
All right. Can we guess what town? Do you have the town next to
you? I don't. I'm going to ask Evan to put the towns. Oh, it's a 978. That's all I know. It's the number with it is 978.
I'm going
to
guess Wait, 978. Is that the north of the City Exchange?
Could be.
Oh, then that's definitely... That's
like a Lowell.
That's Lowell. Yeah, it's Lowell. Right. That's one of the L's.
All right. So that's story number one. That's a qualifier. Nick, you got one over there for us?
Sure.
All right.
Here we go.
You've been thunderstruck.
That one didn't come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
All right. This one comes from Amy. I have been begging to have Christmas at my house for years now that I have my own family. I finally got my wish 2 years ago. Would you believe this? All 27 of my family members came to the house that night.
Yeah, they did.
And the... I don't know if this one's supposed to be that sexy, but...
Oh, sorry.
Continue
with the bear weight.
All right, sorry. All 27 of my family members came to my house that night. And the present exchange and the dinner went off without a hitch. Mm. Went off without a Will Smith movie. Why did I say that? It's right here in the script.
Kick rocks.
But then my aunt and uncle, who are solely responsible for my grandfather's well-being, got out of character. And they got a little too drunk to be caregivers, guys.
Uh-oh. Pipe down!
This went unnoticed until my niece found Pup-Pup urinating in an open dishwasher.
No! No,
yeah.
The grandfather was...
I wish that that was where the story ends, but 2 days later... I didn't read this part of the story before I told it.
Careful.
I wish that was where the story ended, but 2 days later, we also noticed that Grandpa dropped a number two in the drawer underneath the stove.
Okay.
Here's your bag of meat.
The old heat stick in the hothouse.
Wow.
Needless to say, I lost Christmas, and it's been moved back to the traditional location. Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right, that's story number two.
That's Grandpa's Yule log.
How about dirty dishes?
Hang a heat stick in the porcelain bowl.
Good Lord. Let's see.
That one may top any around the Stevens house.
And let's do story number three. Let's do this as a mini play. Okay? The not ready for primetime players, Maddie and Nick players, the theater. Nick, I'm going to give you a line. And when I cue you, so remember your line, okay?
Perfect.
Your line is, you're playing a girl. A 20-something-year-old girl.
Not a stretch.
And your line is, do it sideways.
Okay.
Do it sideways. And then I'll play the part of the narrator.
Okay.
Here we go. So, last Christmas was the first time meeting my girlfriend's parents and entire family. Myself trying to be a gentleman and make a good impression, volunteered to go ahead and take the family picture for them. So we set the scene. Girlfriend's family, many people in the room, it's their big Christmas picture. New boyfriend, who dis? I'll take the picture. 30 members of the family, not small. So as everyone's jostling around to get into position, and I'm telling everyone where to stand to smile for the picture, my girlfriend yells out, in reference to how to hold the camera,
do it sideways.
To which my drunk ass replies, I'll do you sideways.
$1 make you holler.
And it was at that moment I realized I messed up. And not a single person was smiling any longer. Merry Christmas. Welcome to the family.
Wow.
Well done, Mike.
I'll do you sideways. I'll do you sideways.
All right. We will spin those stories. Fitzy will do sports. We'll pick a winner. All that and more. And if you want to get in on this fun, I know you guys have stories. They continue to pour in. Go to WAF.com. Give us your fun. Keep it on the light side if you can. These are disturbing holiday stories.
Right.
On the disturbing scale, you know, you get the idea. We've read these now for a few days.
I wouldn't say necessarily everyone would have been thoroughly entertained if I read the story about the guy whose defibrillator or the guy whose pacemaker fell down in his chest He was getting all these shocks because it was causing heart attacks.
Yeah. And like divorces and crying children and deaths and, you know. As we do when we play Do I Qualify? No pandering.
In the bush.
Two Fitzies in the bush is better than a Fitzy in your hand.
Here's your old pal Fitzy with the Wicked Pizza Sports Report.
Well, here comes a pizza, see? Just a bit outside.
On WAAF.
Brought to you by Galemo's Market. Get to Galemo's. Stuff your mouth with big, delicious sausage, the kielbasa from Galemo's Market. All the best meats at Galemo's, 43 Milbury Street in Worcester. Tell them Maddie and Nick sent ye.
Okay. Up one to the Steelers. Looks pretty much like it usually looks of the Pittsburgh, I'd say.
Wow. The inspiring, motivational words of your head coach, New England, as we turn the page from the Dade County dick punch, from the Miami meltdown, from the South Beach suckfest.
Wait a second.
To
that wasn't Patton? That wasn't General Patton before the troops went out?
No, listen to it again. I swear to God, dude, this is Belichick.
Okay. Up on to the Steelers. Looks pretty much like it usually looks of the Pittsburgh, I'd say.
No, that's the Martin Luther King I Have a Dream speech.
I know, you're probably thinking,
I'm so
like,
inspired.
You're probably thinking like, Guy, listen, you don't have to grab a clip of Braveheart just to get fired up because you were so pissed off about last Sunday, right?
I can't believe that's Belichick.
Yep. Oh, we're on to Pittsburgh. You don't say. Let me guess. Nobody died? Whatever. You know, at this point now, because we're all so sour at him for putting Gronk in and for all the different mistakes this team has made, especially last Sunday. Mm-hmm. Let's just, the easiest way to get on is just ignore it. Like he says, ignore the noise. So whatever he's going to do, if that's the way he's going to handle himself, fine.
What do you think he'd say if I brought him on the air and asked him if I could have a day off?
Nobody cares, Maddie.
You
understand that?
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Oh, I
bet you thought you were going to hear no days off, huh, Guy?
That's what I was looking for.
Heard about your expense report.
Nobody cares, Maddie.
You
understand that?
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Oh, now I know how Trump felt with Schumer and Pelosi in the room with you two. And the new boss felt attacked.
Pelosi.
Whatever.
Trump was the Patriot Sunday, and Pelosi just came with a Miami Miracle of her own, huh?
Yeah, I'll get along.
It's the only political comp I'll make all day. Shut up, text line. Nobody cares, all right? Nobody cares.
Nobody
Sunday,
cares.
4:25. Now, you know the crazy thing is? The second after we all finished that game Sunday, right? We're just like, I'm pissed at this team. You know what? That's it. You know what? I'll go win some games. Go back to being your great epic selves, and then I'll tune back in. Cut to Wednesday. I'm like, dude, I need it to be Sunday right now. I'm breakdancing right now. I'm antsy because there's every reason in the world people should be anxious. They should be nervous. They should be fidgeting around. They shouldn't know what to do with themselves. But then at the same time, like, they're so friggin' good in Pittsburgh. Brady 11-2 versus Pittsburgh all time. Patriots at the Steelers in the regular and postseason since 2001, A Space Odyssey. How about 6-2? I got this from the Boston Sports Info Twitter feed today. Rest of the NFL at Pittsburgh in the regular and postseason since 2001, 38-108. So our winning percentage is 750. Other people's is like 260. It's unbelievable. And the Pats are a 1.5-point favorite Sunday. Pats a favorite against anybody on the road? Yeah. Against the Steelers, who pulled their own version of the Miami Miracle. They did the Oakland oops-a-daisy when their friggin' kicker fell, trying to attempt the end-of-game, game-tie and field goal routine Sunday. Pats are a 1.5-point favorite. They'll be favorite. Another statistical from the Boston Sports Information peoples. This is going to be the 62nd straight game started by Tom Brady that the Pats will have been favored in. Un-effing real. So help me God, if they lose this game, you will not want to see what this studio looks like next Monday. Oh, actually, you won't, because you won't even be here. I bet Nick won't even show up.
Probably not.
It could just be Fitz and Stiz. It could be just call it like an afternoon of Fizzy.
There's a show.
Wow. People already thought this show didn't make any sense. Is everyone else feeling all right about the game? Is everyone else... Have we turned the page?
Yeah.
Great.
I think it was made too much of a big deal about.
I think it was pretty awful. I saw a video earlier today. Miami is so pumped about that friggin' game, a 7-6 team. They have a giant picture of it hung up on their great moments in Dolphins history wall.
Good.
And their elevators are covered in wallpaper of Kenyon Drake crossing the touchdown.
No way.
They could hang, I kid you not. Dude,
they could hang a banner. They could hang a banner. The regular season game victory, we beat the Patriots.
Yeah, you know what? Go get your little, go get your fun little participation trophy and your Colts banner and hang that.
I say this galvanizes the team.
Better, because the other option is galvanize means like helps forge them and makes them stronger. Scritz.
I think it's a.
Let me tell you.
What's that?
Nothing.
Perfect. Have a sip of iced coffee on the air, please, by all means. No, please. I'm here for you. Literally drinking iced coffee on the air. You are the Miami Miracle.
Of producers.
Celtics, of course, are at the Wizards tonight in our nation's capital, where there is no president to be found, but who cares? 7 o'clock. Jaylen Brown's bitching and moaning, saying, quote, it's the hardest thing he's ever dealt with, being put on the bench. Hey, Jaylen. This just in, your career's been 3 years long, so STFU. And also the Celtics are 6-0 and scoring about 150 points a game since you went to the bench, guy, and you fortified it. So you should be thrilled with your role and be happy about the team, all right?
Hardest thing he's ever had to accept. Apparently he's never tried to fill out a expense report with the Celtics.
Right. Good point. The Bruins last night played a hockey game.
All right.
They also won it 4-3. Next game Friday night in what is a huge Boston versus Pittsburgh weekend. As they play at the Penguins. I say they get the win and started Friday night, and the Patriots continue it on Sunday. If the Bruins lose, don't bother coming home. And finally, in some NFL news, next year the international games for the NFL will be the Jags, the Bucks, the Rams, Chargers, and Raiders hosting games, because apparently the NFL hates the rest of the world. Carson Wentz is out this week. Nick Foles is coming back in, so now Pats fans are officially scared about two things in the state of Pennsylvania. That prick. NFL draft moves to Las Vegas in 2020. However, the Raiders can't play there in 2019 because their stadium won't be ready, and Oakland has kicked them out for being a bunch of bitches.
Well,
which means the Raiders are literally geographical free agents next year. Where should they play?
Worcester.
I couldn't agree more. There is no franchise in all sports that aligns with the values of the city of Worcester more than the Oakland Raiders. The Worcester Raiders, dude, that would be... You want to talk about, oh, man, I'm so tired of Tom Brady. I can't handle this team. The first draft. This place would go nuts.
You have the Woo Sox. Go see a Woo Sox game and then go see the Raiders.
The Rail Earth.
The Worcester Raiders. Oh, they have a hockey team, too. That's right.
I did some Railers in Worcester one night.
There we go. All right, I think everyone's sufficiently uncomfortable now. Mission accomplished. Wicked Piss of Sports, your old pal at Fitzy GFY. All right, that's enough.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.